A lot of Sven Wunder music and the entire interview from Sven Wunder on Universal Radio Stadtfilter 96,3 Radio Lora 97,5 MHz. We've played a lot of music from Sven Wunder, all his 45s. The first was Torianze, then Snowdrops. Afterwards, Asterism Waltz, the piano version, then Songkist, Harmonica and Point Point Point, then Variations in Rock, then Easygoing, the B-side from Harmonica and, then the Kachefugetsu, no, and then, yeah, then the Kachefugetsu from his second album called Wabi Sabi, and afterwards from Natura Morta, three titles, Barocco ma non troppo, Memento Mori and Impasto. And now I just have played one tune from this record that I've got from John from Piano Piano Records, Rino De Filippi with Alto Forno. And one thing that I like to say, the second album called Wabi Sabi, that's a term that I've used a lot with my colleague at work, and he explained me what wabi-sabi means. And yeah, by his definition, wabi-sabi means if you have something that it's still good but really used, like like my belt.
You know, worn but it's still good.
Worn, you know, you see it, it's old, it's worn, but it's still good. It's still
then
good.
It's wabi-sabi.
Then it's wabi-sabi.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the...
But is it in a sense like with shoes?
For example?
It's like, I mean, new shoes are not worn, obviously.
They're not wabi-sabi.
But they're not wabi-sabi, but they're also not that good because they don't fit that well. Is it like it gets a bit better?
Yeah, it might be in this direction.
Okay,
yeah.
That's nice meaning.
But that's the meaning of wabi-sabi.
Okay.
As my colleague explained it to me. But I haven't talked with Sven about it. I don't know if he has the same meaning behind it.
Maybe.
Yeah. But still, I think that I had a big, great experience to be able to talk to Sven Wunder. Mm-hmm. To one who I admire. I admire his music. I buy all his records and play them in our radio shows, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. But now I think that we're getting to the second part of our radio show. And we're used to, I would say for the last 2 or 3 years, we used to play some music from people who died that we have in our collection. And in the last radio shows, always somebody died who we had in our collection. I don't know. I think in March it was 4 people who died. And now it's 3 people that we have music from in our collection. And the first was Ahmad Jamal, who died the 16th of April 2023. I only have one record from him. The second record that I would own is Awakening. I have already ordered it because it was kindly reissued recently. The original album, if you will buy it online, you have to pay a certain price. It's not that cheap. And now they have reissued it in a nice way. So I ordered this record, but I still didn't get it. So I can play only one record from him. The second one is Ivan Conti. He was the drummer of Azimuth, a Brazilian band, and he played in several other recordings with other artists as well, and he died the 18th of April 2023. And the 25th of April, which is a week ago, Harry Belafonte died in the age of 96 years. And yeah, I have one 45 from Harry Belafonte, an EP with four tracks, and Ivan Conti, I think that we have like four titles together. Yeah.
Maybe three.
I have three.
You have three. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But one is the same as you have. Yeah. So
I have two then. So
five. Okay.
We will see.
Yeah, we will see. But I will start with Ahmad Jamal. The record is called Ahmad Jamal Trio at the Pershing, But Not For Me is the title of this album. A live recording at the Pershing, and I will play Poinciana, a very known, famous title of Ahmad Jamal, or a title that he played. I don't think, looks like Simon Bernier wrote it, so he didn't write it, but it's a title that is famous from him. And I will play the Poinciana, and afterwards we will go to Ivan Conti. Conti is called.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Let's do that.